to catch big fish?
She caught a 26-pound red last year that beat the Redfish Rodeo champion 2 weeks later. And she caught a 100-and-something-pound garfish out there.
100-something-pound fish?
Mm-hmm, with a pin reel.
You mean just by casting?
Yeah.
How did she ever bring it in?
Well, she had help. I mean, you know. But she fought it for over an hour. That's a tough old gal.
Seems like a fish that size of...
She knows how to play a fish. No, she knows how to play a fish. She's good.
Ever bring a fish like that in? Seems like they just have to get out in the boat or something.
No, because you can bring them in on a surf. I mean, you know, usually you have to go out because there's good fishing around the rigs by Grand Isle. You know, a lot of those fishing parties will go out there because the rigs, the structure, well, a lot of the food starts growing around the rigs, you know, and clings onto the legs and everything, and that draws the smaller fish, and then the smaller fish draw the big fish. And that's why the fishing is so good off of Grand Island. That's why they catch all those big fish.
Are you allowed to just go out there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anybody can go out there and just get out there in your boat and go ahead and fish. They also have a scuba rodeo out there, spear fishing. And the little town doesn't look like much, but there's riches off, you know, right out there in the Gulf.
Can you swim out there?
The beaches are filthy. There's
oil spills and stuff?
It's not necessarily oil spills. It's just that they use the Gulf for a garbage can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the beach is pretty messy. They swim out there. There's a little public park where, I mean, in the summertime you have Winnebagoes and Starcrafts and Apaches and tents and everything else. It's a popular spot.
Yeah.
And a lot of the richer people around here all have beautiful camps out there. Beautiful camps. Just go to relax.
Was that area hurt much when the floods last year? By all the fish and
no, it doesn't get hurt from the floods. It gets hurt from the hurricanes. I mean, the whole island can get covered, you know, in no time at all when the hurricane's getting ready to hit.
How come the oil rigs stood up in the hurricanes, or did they?
Oh, yeah, but an oil rig can withstand hurricane force plus more. It really has to be a real bad storm to knock down a rig.
Because
they usually keep a skeleton crew out there on the rig anyway during the hurricane.
What do you mean a skeleton crew?
Just a few men. I wouldn't either. It's scary.
What about something that you hear making a noise around the lake at night? A little animal sort of thing hops around.
A frog?
Uh-huh. What do you call the big ones?
A bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. And those little ones that come out after
the little toad frogs? The little rain frogs.
Uh-huh. The toad frog stays on land, doesn't he?
As far as I know.
Uh-huh. What about them? A hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
A snail? No.
No, you know, something that maybe like this, and it can pull its neck and legs.
Oh, a turtle.
Uh-huh. Where do they stay?
Everywhere. Anywhere they want.
Land or water?
Land and water.
Uh-huh. What about the kind, any special names for the kind that just stays in water or just stays in land or something?
Now this is like a quiz, because as far as I know, the kind that stays out in the deep water is called the sea turtle, and the kind that just stays in the land like the desert is called a tortoise.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a cooter?
Uh-uh.
A gopher? And this is something that when people eat it around here, it's got
crabs, crawfish.
Okay.